สวัสดีทุกคนนะฮะ Hello everybody. Today we going to the episode 3 of the Winding River Village Poetic of a Korean Landscape by Professor Song Kyun Kim. Episode 3, okay? Episode 3 we will speak about something different from the previous episode, okay? I will speak in English only because I want to reach the audience, international audience, okay? Because this is an international book, so I try my best to understand and I try my best to communicate in English for better thing, okay? Let's see the location of the whole village first. Hakho Village situated in the north, Gyeongsangbuk Do, province of Korea, roughly 25 km from the west of Andong, a city near upper the Nakdonggang River. As Professor Kim approached to the Hakho, to their right sit a small building with the tile roof surrounded by a stone and a mud wall, housing a monument with a virtuous movement, okay, to the left. Mountain with the several valley and the stream stretching to the Nakdonggang River can be seen, okay. The slope of the mountain are covered with the young pine and oak less than 10 years old. The mountain top covered in the herbaceous plant and the young tree, okay. Fall into the lower hill where her whole lie. The hill then give away to narrow, shallow valley and terrace lie. Descend into what the river. I think this one maybe the scene, you know, like the scene in the village, in the whole village, in the village there are two shrines, one at the top and other at the bottom of Hwasan Mountain. From the entrance, the village home are nearly invisible, filled by the tree and hill. The S1 proceeds, the village reveal itself in an abrupt burst of field, framed by Blue Mountain and the Purple Blue River. On the winding path, the village appear and disappear, offering the visitor three views before the final turn into the village. One within the other is suddenly under village, watchful gaze, about to see farmer and work at in a field, okay? Hakho is less than 1.5 km from the paved road and has been relatively isolated until the past century, where it began to integrate with the global community through the Western influence. Okay? However, the inhabitants have the preserved their tradition more so than anywhere else in the Korea. The history of Hakho narrates that the several families settled there long ago as a bit the village. The Ru family has lived in the Hakho for over 500 years, reputedly succeeding in Hyo and An family, no resident with the last name of Hyo and An exist today. But their legacy persists to grave, mass and tail. The saying among the villagers that the Ryu banquet is held in the An palace is Hyo land. On the Hyo land, reflect the history of the family in the Hakho village, okay? Desa Hakho is a Indonesian language. Desa, I think it means house, you know, right? I translate in Indonesian language also. So Desa, I guess it's a house, okay? So at the publication, I translate for Indonesian friends. So it's like an Indonesian language, but I'm not sure the accuracy of the Indonesian language that is translated. But I think it's okay. It can understandable, yeah. Okay. But the next thing is although the village of Hakho is located less than the 1.5 kilometer, right, away from the paved road and had been somewhat like isolated from the world until the last century, inhabitants have managed to preserve the foundation of their traditional culture better than other regions of the Korea. The history of the Hakho recount that many people have settled here for a long time, especially the Ryu family, who have lived in the Hakho for over 500 years, becoming renowned than the Hill and the Han family. Today, there are no longer any people bearing the Hill or An surname. But their legacy persists through the tomb, their tomb, their mass, their various story. The place used by the the real party is held at the An Palace on the Hill land, reflect that the historical connection between the different family in the village of the Haho. Okay. Then the Haho village may know from the for its beauty of the its food for the building influenced by its surrounding according to the theory of Eastin Ivan as an elementary school located between the two structures Binyon Chongsa and Wong Chik Gongsa at the northernmost part of the village. The construction of this concrete building contrasts with the traditional structure made from straw or the tile roofing before the public school was exhibited. Haho has a village school in the same location. In front of the school is a pine forest named Mang Sang Jong, which means the pavilion of the 10,000 song, as it used to have the pavilion before it was away by the great flood. Okay, there was a five pavilion on the both side of the river, and rumor said that might have been the three more in the past. Pavilion a symbol of scholar and dweller for nature. East of the pine forest, there is a ferry service to pavilion like Okyon Jong, Kyo Man Jong, Sang Bong Jong, as well as the neighbor village, many of whom residents are relatively to the Haho village to the east of the Okyon Jong Pavilion, lie an old village school named Hua Son Xiao Dang, meaning village school of the Flower River. Opposite the village, okay? Southeast from the Pine Forest, that is the Christian church that was built over 40 years ago. Most of the Christians in the village are not from the Liu clan. To the west of the Mount Hua San, that is a Buddhist temple with it been around for 10 years, with the new temple building construct 5 years ago. Most of the worshipers in the village, okay? Primarily women from the real family do not frequent the go to the temple, visiting only several times a year, okay? The village feature two village shrine called Xiao Nang Dang, the upper Sang Dang, sitting atop of the Mount Hua San, overlooking the village and the rice field, and the lower Ha Dang at the base of the mountain. On the first full moon every year, villagers perform the ceremony for the village deity in the Dindi Shrine. Yeah. Graves decorated with the pine tree are scattered around the mountain, and there are public cemetery for the poor on the northwest side of the mountain. The wealthy see god of Feng Shui site for burial, which might near or very far from the village to the small tomb of isolated mound are scattered across the mountain surrounding the village. Immediately outside the village, to the east lie dry land and rice paddle, which stretch to the base of the Mount Hua San. Previously, there was no suitable flat land for the rice cultivation, but thanks to the public irrigation system is like a sprinkler or something like that. Irrigation is wait a minute, okay? I just abandoned landscape architecture for a long time until I can't believe, you know, it like I forget irrigation meaning, okay? Wait a minute. Irrigation is mean like wait a minute, okay? I think it's mean the way to remove the water out of the site. Yeah. right? Yeah, like Kan Cholapathan, no? Irrigation. It's like the about the water, like the way to manage the water as the whole, the irrigation system is like that, okay? See if someone don't understand, okay? Yeah, so most of the dry land has been converted into the rice paddy, and the paddy into the in the northeast is the next to the river, an area that is naturally wet. There used to be like a portion of the field that next to the Iceland, but it's now disappear. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So the next episode we will continue about the order of the mountain, order of the mountain and river. Yeah. By the Mr. Ryudan Ha, 71 years old, introduced the Haho village, explaining the branch of the Taibak Mountain. Then start from the following toward the southwest and becoming the Sobakson Mountain. So this is the next episode, okay? But today I check the time first whether it's like there are a time that are still over there, okay? It's 11 minutes. 11 minutes mean it's not much. I can continue, but I don't want it to be so long, you know, because I don't want people to digest little by little, not listen to me for too long. So 11 minutes is suitable enough. So this episode, I get a small chunk of the episode because you will digest more easily by that way, because the book is very long, okay, like 300 pages, and I'm just like one by third, yeah, one by third finish the summary, okay. So today, let's go now. Peace. See you in the next Thai episode, okay.